The Disney Pixar movie Coco is a favorite to win an Oscar next month. It's the story of a small boy, Miguel, who dreams of becoming a musician, even though his parents don't want him to. Along the way, he finds family, tradition, and a magnificent white guitar encrusted with pearl details and a black skull. Real-life sales of that guitar have soared thanks to the movie, and a small town in Mexico's Western Highlands, famous for its guitar makers, is getting a lot of attention. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
There isn't much traffic for the lone cop on the main street of Paracho to direct. After all, the town boasts of having more guitars than cars. And guitars here are selling like hotcakes, says souvenir shopkeeper Claudia Rodriguez de Velasquez. Ever since Coco debuted last year, she says she can't keep the famous white guitars on her shelves.
De una forma impresionante, nos volvió locos Coco.
It's impressive. Everyone's gone loco, crazy for Coco, she says. She runs her fingers over a dozen post-it notes attached to a wall by her cash register, all back orders. Her family's guitar factory down the road is churning out as many as 1,600 instruments a week, she says, the vast majority of them painted white. And it's not just the Coco-inspired guitar selling out here. There's a run on all kinds of instruments made in Paracho. Cesar Iván Lemos shaves flat the wooden neck of a large guitarrón favored by mariachi bands in his dusty workshop above his house. He says he's filling orders as fast as he can, selling mainly to mariachi schools and stores in Texas and California. We are so proud that Pixar turned to a Mexican artisan to design Coco's guitar, he says. And not just any Mexican, a former Paracho resident. Now living in Los Angeles, 65-year-old Germán Vázquez worked with Pixar on the guitar. Although he left Paracho back in the 70s, this small town hasn't forgotten him. This weekend, they're throwing him a huge tribute. They've decorated several streets to look like the village in Coco and covered the huge bronze guitar at the town's entrance all in white. Jesus Ocampo, who works for the local government, says it's time one of Paracho's gifted guitar makers got some overdue credit.
There are a lot of people here in Paracho that have made guitar for very famous musicians around the world, but they are practically anonymous.
And he says many of their guitars are sold under famous labels, also without any recognition. Master artisan and cousin of Coco's guitar maker, Arnulfo Rubio Orozco, tightens the strings on an instrument he's been working on for a month. With pearl details and wood from southern Mexico, it will fetch about $2,000, a price unheard of in his great-grandfather's days. Rubio is a fourth-generation guitar maker.
Mi papá no quería que yo aprendiera a hacer guitarras.
My dad didn't want me to make guitars, says Rubio. Instead, he was sent to work winters in a Christmas tree farm in North Carolina. To learn, I had to sneak around, ducking into other guitar makers' workshops, he says. Ah, just like Miguel and Coco, I blurt out. He hid his dreams to be a musician from his family. He laughs, yeah, me too. I guess the story repeats itself again, Rubio chuckles. He says he'll have to take my word for it, though. He hasn't seen Coco. The town is too small. It doesn't have a movie theater. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Paracho, Michoacán.